Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So we're going to keep the conversation going and maybe do more of a little bit of a history lesson. As I said, I was gone from 2003 to 2020, and I lived outside of Wisconsin. And I think I missed some pretty important years. So you left for a little while too, though, Kristen. I'm here with Kristen Leidy, who's my co-host for the day, who is from Green Bay, but then you spent some time in Chicago.
I did. I was in Chicago from 2008 to 2018.
Okay, so you were gone for a good clip of time too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and technically, I guess you were gone during the same kind of tumultuous tide change.
Yeah,
from
I
the
left
Wisconsin
right
we grew up in versus morning. Kind of what happened in under the Walker years.
Yeah, 2008, I had graduated college because I went to college later in life after my father had an accident in his mill. He almost died in an explosion there. And then watching the way that the gas company and the mill responded to him really politicized me. And that's what made me start wanting to work in the labor movement. So I went to college, and when I graduated college, Green Bay was working on passing an English-only ordinance, and the state was trying to pass an amendment to ban gay marriage. And I campaigned really hard against both those things. And I left Wisconsin with a lot of hate in my heart and feeling really let down that people were so, you know, anti-other. Like, yeah, we should be bonded and working together and not trying to pass laws to separate each other. It was really heavy heart made me leave. And then 2011, Act 10 rolls out, which is essentially Scott Walker. I mean, really, the Koch brothers' plan to destroy public sector unions. And it was so disappointing because AFSCME started in Wisconsin, you know, like we're the home of public sector unionism. So essentially what Act 10 did is made it illegal for unions to negotiate anything other than a CPI increase to wages. And it also restricts things like grievances. I work for the teachers union, so we can only file grievances in regard to discipline, termination, and health and safety concerns. When in the past, you know, there'd been a whole buffet of issues we could negotiate over and talk about. Let's see, what else did Act 10 do? It essentially just squashed unionism in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And so what, so you left and then you came back, and now, as we know, because we were just talking about it, still a union organizer. So what is it like these days to try to be a union organizer in Wisconsin, besides what I imagine is to be very frustrating? But in more detail, what does that look like now?
So I will tell you, like, I just said all these terrible things, right? But the flip side of that is there's also opportunity, I see, because there's two models of unionism. There's service model unionism and there's organizing model unionism. Service model is the idea that you have a very formalized structure. You pay me as a staff person. We have a contract. If there's a problem, you call me and I am like your union concierge and I go in and I fix it. And, you know, everything's fixed through the power of this contract. And there's not a lot of emphasis on educating members and like asking members to be part of the process. So the main reason I came back is because Wisconsin now has this opportunity to flip to organizing model unionism, in which we educate, empower, and engage members to take action. So in Wisconsin, we don't have contracts. Everything that we win with the unions that I've worked with, we've won because we show up with people power and we make bosses realize this is what everybody wants. So through meet and confer sessions, we're able to make wins on handbook policy and just like change the culture within the workplace. It's not like formally legally enshrined in a contract, but through like traditional means of union power, you can still make change. And so that to me is very exciting.
That is really exciting. And that, so that is more of it of, I mean, that's like political organizing, right? So it's a lot of sharing information, explaining things, one-on-one conversations, building momentum, building consensus, and more that approach than, well, this is just here for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so, and that's still perfectly, that part of it, like organizing unionism has not been legally hit. It just comes down to the will of
the people and the talent of the said organizers, right?
Exactly. You just got to keep pushing back. And yeah, I feel like there's a lot of possibility in that moment. And when I'm explaining that to educators, like I just see a light go off in their eyes. Like they realize they do have agency and they do have a way to make change. Because like for the past decade, you know, we've been the state's punching bag for everything. So this has been exciting and invigorating for a lot of folks.
Well, that's great. And so you're very confident and happy with your decision to move back. Is there a part of you that's like, thinks about Chicago?
I mean, when I visit Chicago, sometimes Chicago will be flirty. Like I'll find parking right in front of where I'm going.
Ooh,
for free.
What?
And I'm like, okay, calm down, Chicago. You're not getting me back. But I am very happy to be home. It's just so much easier to be a person here.
I agree. As someone who left and didn't think I was going to come back, I think that's one of the first things we, when we first met, we were in Green Bay. We kind of said the same thing. I was like, I didn't think I was coming back, but I am very happy to be back despite frustrations. But at least to be in motion to try to, whether it's organize or educate or create content about, to try to capture people's, people before they just become completely apathetic about things is motivating.
Yeah. And Chicago is like so liberal, it actually got kind of boring. I'm like, if you don't get hate mail, how do you know you're doing anything? You know, I don't know.
You're like, I can't get to be an anarchist here. This is boring. All right. So when we come back, I actually want to keep talking about unions. I want to kind of push back on like what I think of the objections that pop up and see how you usually handle those or respond to those. But yeah, so we'll keep that going after the bottom of the hour. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry with my co-host Kristen Leidy.